Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to the morning edition of Radio for Your Mind. I'm Troy Dooley, and we are in the middle, Chapter 18 of Mary Christensen's book, Make Your First Million in Network Marketing, the proven techniques you can use to financial success. Before I get into the book, though, I do have a special request for all of our longtime listeners. I could use your prayers today. You know, I received a phone call early this morning. My favorite cousin, who happens to be about 35 years old, she got busted last night, her husband and a bunch of other people in her apartment cooking up meth up in Missouri. They live in the country, and she's had her own troubles throughout the years, but I just adore her as an individual and have prayed for her and helped her, and this will be her second time that she's gone or has the potential to go to jail for such a bad crime. She has two wonderful children. And I just pray, man, and if you guys could just come together with me on that, because it's just rough, you know. It's one of those things when you look at life sometimes, you look at the choices people make, it makes you wonder why. Grew up in a beautiful, beautiful family. Her mom's an entrepreneur. Her dad is a great friend. And so I just pray for them. And it goes right, I mean, really segues right into this chapter, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? So many times out there, people in different niches, different professions, talk about being a millionaire. Or better yet, they want to get on the TV and do the show and take the risk, the chance to win. Very few people, though, are willing to do what it takes. That's something in my tenure, since I was 16 years old, of studying the greatest leaders in every niche I can find, business, in religion, in healthcare, in technology, what made them different, what sets them apart. Even this weekend in politics, as I was sitting here and literally watching stuff about Geraldine Ferraro, here's a woman that literally ripped the top off politics. I've never agreed with her ideology, but I loved her as an individual. Listen to her articulate her stance on things, even back in the 70s. Was phenomenal. Folks, this is what we're talking about. Who wants to be a millionaire? One of the first things that Mary writes in here, she says, to achieve financial success in network marketing, as in any business, you have to master two disciplines, goal setting and time management. In the military, we didn't really have goals. People laugh at me sometimes and say, Troy, isn't this semantics? And it might be. We had objectives. And I guess the difference is that with an objective, there's a plan of action that goes with it. It's not just a date that you set to accomplish a goal. There's a whole battle plan, in our case, a mission that went with that. Well, in the business world, it's called goal setting. And Mary sums it up with one massive word, and I think this works no matter what word you want to use for this. It says, what's so important about setting goals? And Mary writes, for starters, you have to know why you're in business. Why are you in business? Not why did you pick the marketing company that you partnered with, but why did you decide to get in business for yourself? See, this is the key. There's a whole bunch of debates that run around. I'm on several committees on that have to do with legal issues and compliance issues and ethical issues within direct selling. And it all comes down, I think, to one thing. Why? Why are you in this business? See, everybody has a different why, but you got to know your why before you can set your goals. Mary writes this, goal setting focuses your mind on what you will achieve. All successful people set goals, and the clearer the goals, the stronger the motivation to achieve them, and the better the results. I'm in full agreement with that. When you know your why, and you create this massive visual statement, what I did, and Paige and I still have this, in 1990, we took our first trip, and you guys have heard me say this, but I want to reiterate it and drill it home. In 1990, we took our first trip to Destin, Florida. We stayed in the towers called Sun Destin, And as we looked out of that tower, that suite was magnificent. On the south was the Gulf of Mexico. On the north was the island and the mainland and the bay. And Paige looked down and said, you know, I'd love to be able to see these lights every night for the rest of my life and know where this dream all started. Well, I can tell you what, we can sit out by our pool at night, look out our back across our yard. We have about a half acre, over the sand dune, and at the lights of the Sundestin Towers. It didn't happen overnight, but when we finished up that first trip down here, we knew we had fallen in love with a brand new place to live. The people were wonderful. The atmosphere is phenomenal. Being the fact that she's a romance writer, it just fit. And sure enough, in 1995, we'd set our goal to move down here, and Hurricane Opal came through. So we didn't get to move in 95. It took us another 5 years. March 9th, I believe, was the date. 2000, we moved to Destin, Florida. Now, we knew our why. We had a lot of tribulations and trials. You guys can read my story. A lot of tribulations and trials. But we never lost focus of our why. We had our mission at hand, but we had our long-term objectives, our long-term goals. Listen to this. This is great. Mary says, too many people focus on how at the expense of why, without understanding that if we have strong enough reasons why we're doing something, we will move a mountain. The Bible says if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. I honestly believe that. I believe that there's a lot of distributors in direct selling as a whole. There's a lot of entrepreneurs that won't take the word no. They know why they're doing what they're doing, and they will bust their butt to no end to make it happen. They will strive. They will overcome. They will take people with them, which is the key. They know their why. Mary writes, it's been said that people will work for money but will die for a cause. I can tell you that's an honest-to-goodness statement. We see it all over the world today. I push myself as hard as I do for my family. There's people inside of direct selling that we have helped and supported that have gone on to become multimillionaires. And they'd be the first to tell you, you know what? He's never focused on the money. His focus is always on the big picture. What can we do to change direct selling? What can we do to serve the distributors? What can we do to help the company owners? And that's a true statement. I love that. It's not that I don't have to pay my bills. I mean, crying out loud, we got to pay bills just like everybody else. But money's never been my why. My why hasn't been the new cars. Obviously, the lifestyle is important. We live on an island a block off the beach. But, you know, more than living on the island, the lifestyle that we actually grew accustomed to, that we fell in love with, was that small town atmosphere. See, all of us have a why, and we will not give up for our why. And if you dig deep enough, like Mary's saying, and you know your why, the rest of it, nothing will stand in your way. Mary writes, what you want to be will become your first goal, your long-term vision for your business. For example, I want to be a millionaire, enjoy the freedom and the choices it will bring. Or more simply, I want a better lifestyle for my family, working for myself and enjoying what I do. Now, I've got a whole teaching that we probably should do here pretty quick on lifestyle. You know, it's interesting with lifestyle. If you look through history, lifestyles change all the time. They go up, they go down, you're at the top, you're at the bottom. Bill Gates used to be the richest man in the world. Before that, it was Warren Buffett. Before that, it was Sam Walton before he passed away. Lifestyles change. I can tell you that in 1989, 1990, my net worth, if we paid everything off, at least on paper, was somewhere between $2 to $3 million. We had a beautiful net worth. We didn't really live any different than we'd always had, but we had a successful bail bond business. We had a network marketing component added to it. We were making money all over the place. Took massive amount of trips. Came to Destin that year. Went to Idaho with that year. Oh, I love McCall, Idaho. It's beautiful. A year later, that had flipped upside down. And all of a sudden, we were in the hole. Lifestyle, I don't think, is even what it should be about. It should be about permanent life change. Last year when we did the book, I've got it right here. It sets basically with me where my journal is, where my Bible is. It's called Time Out, Winning Strategies for a Bigger Game of Life by Tom Hopp. And one of the biggest things in this book that drove it home was reiterating to me, it's not about lifestyle change, it was about life change. And I believe if your why for being in business for yourself is about life change, if it's about fulfilling your purpose, if it's about creating a new legacy, going back to the old book of Proverbs written by the ancient Hebrew King Solomon, he says that one of our important goals should be to leave an inheritance for our grandchildren. I believe the reason that he skips our children is because if we look far enough ahead and our objective is to leave a legacy, then we will be able to do exactly what Mary says to do in here. We will not only create the goals, we will have the tenacity and the endurance to drive through and accomplish those goals. Which actually, her second heading is Believe It. It says 90% of the messages we receive, we get from ourselves. It's called self-talk. Self-talk is the tape you play inside your head. The messages you give yourself are incredibly powerful. Henry Ford said, if you think you can or you think you can't, you're probably right. I live a unique life. I don't think it's all that different than a lot of people these days with my background, but it is unique. It causes me to have an issue, and Jim Gilhouse will tell you this, I have a big issue sometimes with empathizing with people. People that tell me, I just don't have time, I just can't make it work, you don't understand. I have a hard time with that. I have people that tell me, Troy, I have to be at the office these long hours because I have kids at home and I just can't get my job done. Whiners. Dull, negative, disillusioned crybabies is what I call them. And I have a problem. I'm admitting this to you. This is my confession. I have a problem empathizing with those people. And it is due to the life that I have led. Since 1987, when I got married, this is some of the stuff that's happened as we've built our business. We started out, I was a young father with two children that I was raising. My wife decided she wanted to adopt those children since she'd been basically raising them for a couple years. And it took us 10 years in court battles and tens of thousands of dollars to make that happen. Through that time period, my parents decided to join my former wife, my ex-wife, in a battle against this, and they went for their grandparents' rights. So I got sued on my birthday by my mom and dad. It was kind of tough. We went on to go from being millionaires on paper to being basically bankrupt in a few years. I was graced to go to work with a mergers and acquisition firm, was given a minority interest in that firm. We busted our butt to grow it just to find out that the majority partner had an issue with cocaine and lying and had tried to cash a counterfeit money order, cashier's check actually what it was, in a business deal we were buying for $15 million, and I didn't know it was counterfeit. I really did think he had put the deal together until Secret Service came walking into the office. Had to start all over again. During that time period, had my oldest daughter, Tessa, who was born, and We were on a little trip down to Branson just to relax. Her fever spiked to 104. We ran back home, got to the pediatrician. His office was closed, so we went to an ER, one of those outpatient places. They misdiagnosed her, said she had an ear infection when really she had a urinary tract infection, and this inflamed part of her body, and we basically found out she had a birth defect, but in the process did some major damage. Cost a lot of money. A lot of emotional headache. I have a son since 14 years old. He's now 28. Has spent half of his life running from the law or in jail. My wife and I both work at home. Right now, we've got one son who is in prison. We got one son that's, we don't know where he's at. He disappears days at a time. And we're in court battles from Florida to Alabama to try to get custody of our grandbabies to give them a good home. And during this whole time period, Paige has written 33 books, four of them coming bestsellers. I've gone from being a part-time distributor to making a full-time income. And yet I hear people say, I don't know if I can make it. I don't know if I can do this. Because they don't believe. Because of the self-messages, the limiting beliefs inside of them are holding them back. And the message, the self-prophesying message of Henry Ford, the great auto dealer, if you think you can or you think you can't, you're probably right, has become a mantra because it's so true. You know, sadly, this isn't the first rodeo we've been in. But yet we all want to make up the same excuses for it. We want to keep saying, I don't know if I can make it. I don't know if I can make it. Yes, you can, but you got to change. And Mary's book doesn't cover this. Tom's book does. If you go to Tom Hopp, H-A-U-P-T, tomhopp.com, buy Tom's book, Time Out, Winning Strategies for Playing a Bigger Game in Life. Inside of it, you're going to find it's not just a book, but it's actually a workbook. It's a study guide. It will not be all the answers that you're looking for, but it will be the start of what you're looking for. I would strongly suggest, Tom is very reasonable in his cost. I would send him personal emails if you really do need some extra help and get some consulting by him or his lovely bride and partner who can help you. Because I believe without a shadow of a doubt, whether you're male or female, if you really want to do something big in your life, beyond just saying I own my own business, but really fulfilling your why, it is going to take outside counsel. I would suggest also the Women's Empowerment Conference in Orlando, April 14th through the 17th. I don't make any money off all this stuff. I'm not telling this because I got an affiliate account. I'm telling you this because it changed my life. I'm telling you this, and we do these radio shows not because we don't even sell advertising. I probably need to. But we do this because we truly believe that there is still an even playing field for the average Joe out there. The average Jane who wants to be somebody, not just be strapped financially, strapped emotionally, strapped spiritually. It's books like Mary's. It's books like Tom's can make the biggest difference in your life. Mary goes on and says, share your vision. This is great. She goes, there are times when we must alter the strategies we employ to reach each of our goals, but our vision should never alter nor falter. That is so true. In the Marine Corps, we don't know the word retreat. We didn't have retreat. We didn't have surrender. Literally, they are not in the vocabulary of the Marine Corps. If you look at the history of the Marine Corps, you will see surrender never played into the game. You will see where, at times, when it looked like defying odds and the fact that we should surrender, we should have retreated. A handful of Marines changed the course of history. We did it at Wake Island. We did it at Iwo Jima. The list goes on and on. Tripoli more than once. That's in the news again today. It's because of that driving tenacity. It doesn't mean that we didn't change directions. It didn't mean that we didn't hunker down and move back and move somewhere else. It meant that we'd never lost sight of the objective. Referring back to the book of Proverbs. It says, we can make our plans, but our Lord will direct our path. I found that out many, many times in my own life. And when I use the Bible, not really not as spiritual guidance on these shows, but to show the practicality of it. If you just read it, it's a great, especially the book of Proverbs, it's great. But you got to share your vision. Listen to this. When our vision falters, whatever the cause, our strength collapses, and the resulting effort of our business can be catastrophic. It tears me up when I see people's visions change. I have people tell me this, and I'm sure any of you that have a spiritual background in Christianity have probably heard this. Well, the Lord told me. I just love it when I hear that. And I have people that have sent me emails, and they'll send me phone calls and say, the Lord told me we're going to be working together. Great. That's cool, dude. You know. Then when things get going tough, a little heat in the fire, a little sizzle, I hear the same thing. The Lord told me that we probably shouldn't be working together. And I just snicker and go on down the road. See, here's what happens, folks. You share your vision with people, and they hold you accountable to your vision. Now, you may change some direction, but the vision never changes if it's truly attached to your why. If that why is so deep that it's burning in your heart. I see people all the time, they have affairs. You know, one minute they say, oh, I just love my baby. We got married. Oh, she's a hottie. Next thing I know, they're on a business trip or somewhere, and they get this itch, and somebody flirts, and boom, they're off having an affair. Now look at that. Wasn't your, you got married for the wrong reasons. It wasn't really even in your why. See, when you have something burnt so deeply in your soul, is a driving commitment to something bigger than you are. Nothing will keep you from sustaining that. My driving passion, the force behind everything I do, is between now and the day I die to make sure that the words, direct selling, MLM, network marketing, that profession and the people that join that profession realize that it's one of the greatest ways the average everyday American can build their business. Whether they're personal producers joining a company because they love the products and they want to put it in their little whatever they're doing for business, or whether they want to go out and build this huge organization, I don't care which. It's a driving force to show that it's not a pyramid scheme. It's not some Ponzi scheme. That the products are real. That they can change your life. That it's a great business model. It's a marketing channel that will work for the average person. It will give you the best opportunity for financial and time freedom of any business out there. That's my goal. Because along the way, I know by going down that path, I will help millions and millions of people succeed. What's your why? Why are you here? What's the critical path that you're on? See, your goals have to be specific. Going back to Paige and I moving down here, we have an 8.5 by 11 notebook where we wrote down specifically everything. I wrote down what our bedroom would look like in the windows that would overlook the Gulf of Mexico, what my office would look like, what our day would be like, how our kids would be. Trust me, it didn't all work out. But when you call my telephone line in my office in the mornings, what you'll hear is that I'm either on the other line or I'm driving down the beach with my wife. And that's exactly what we do on a regular basis. Your life can change when your why is bigger than yourself. You cannot control the actions of others, but you can control your actions. And if you will drive it home Don't put down there, I want to be rich. What the heck does that mean? I want to make more money. More money than what or who? Be specific. If you write down, I want to earn $100,000 a year, and you've only earned $15,000 a year, then you're going to have to build your belief factor. You can't just write down that. You got to have a plan of action. You got to drive for it. You've got to understand that it's going to get hot. It's not going to be easy. It's going to suck. It's going to be the most daggum hardest thing, most unfulfilling thing that you have ever done in your life for a while. You're going to have the most rejection you've ever felt. Now, if you hang out with me and you start talking braggadocious, I'm going to say, you know what, that sounds good, but it's probably just talk. You know, I have business partners get pissed off at me because they will say, give us exactly, tell us. And I'll say, you know what, I can't do that. I can tell you what my why is. I can tell you what our goal is. I can tell you what the objective is going to be. But if you want me to shout to the top of the world, hey, we're going to be the next billion-dollar company, I just can't do that. Right now, we need to break $1 million a year. Right now, I just want to be the next company that's breaking. Now, actually, it's more than that. We need to break $10 million. But I want to be able to hit that. So that's what our goal is. I remember when I closed the deal for an insurance company in Enid, Oklahoma. It was the greatest $150 million transaction that we closed over a meatloaf sandwich at the founder's home. It was great. I remember him looking me dead in the eye and say, Troy, I like you, and if you will not lie to me and you'll be straightforward with me, we will do business for a long, long time. And we have, still. David Nicholas is his name. American Standard Life Insurance Company. Sadly, that was the check that my business partner was telling me that we had that we didn't. But there for a while, I'd accomplished something that I'd always wanted to accomplish. I was just about to own a life insurance company. But the one thing that came out of that is that over that meatloaf sandwich made by his beautiful wife, we struck up a friendship. That friendship has lasted even though the business transaction didn't. See, at the end of the day, it's not about the money. It's about the crusade. How many lives can you touch and change in a positive way? Are you just dreaming? Or are you going to wake up and start going after your goals? That's the question you got to ask yourself. What are your goals? What is it that you're willing to die for, that you're willing to go no matter what? What's your why? Is it your wife, your kids, your grandkids? Is it some bigger mission than even that? Whatever it is, don't let anybody or anything hold you back. Tomorrow we talk about taking control. It's going to be great, talking about the time management side of things and really digging deep into how to take care of that. We're going to be in chapter 19 of Mary's book, Make Your First Million in Network Marketing. You can go to Mary Christensen, CHRISTENSEN.com. Mary Christensen, one of the great trainers in our profession. Folks, live life like it's an epic adventure. I'll see you at the top. Be back here tomorrow morning with me on Radio for Your Mind. Bye now.